Denise Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to discuss a letter recently sent to the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator. The letter from the National Cotton Council, American Cotton Producers, and National Cotton Ginners Association, and other agriculture organizations is regarding the new border vaccination requirements and their impact on the food and agricultural supply chain. Langley shares how the new rules outlined in the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Notice will impact the cotton industry.
As we are looking at the proposal or the rule that had come out from the federal government, what it was requiring is for anyone crossing the border, entering the U.S., they are required to have a CDC-approved vaccine. And what the way we're looking at this is in terms of labor that is so important for different segments of the U.S. cotton industry at the farm, the cotton gins, and other parts of our industry, many of which rely upon the H-2A program to get the seasonal labor that they need to produce and harvest and process a crop. And so our concern is that many of those individuals that come to the U.S. each year to work in the cotton industry and other parts of agriculture may be from a country that where they have not had access to a CDC-approved vaccine, but they have been vaccinated in their home country. So our letter is just requesting the federal government provide or offer some flexibilities to account for those situations. So if it's an individual that is trying to come here, has a job to work in agriculture, that they can either come here and receive the CDC-approved vaccine when they get to the U.S., or that the vaccination they've already received would be recognized and accepted to allow them to come here. And so we're just very concerned, given the tight labor market and the difficulty in finding labor in so many areas of the economy, this would just be another burden or impediment that we would like to see removed so we can make sure we have an adequate workforce.